Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to start by thanking the authors of the paper, Dr. Gordon Snodgrass, Dr. Ralph Bagwell, and Mr. Jonathan Sharp. The Turner's plant bug is a key economic pest of cotton production in Mid-South, but prior to the boll weevil eradication program and introduction to BT cotton cultivars, the Turner's plant bug has historically been considered a secondary pest of cotton. With the elimination of the once primary pest, the tobacco budworm and the boll weevil, the Turner's plant bug has emerged as a primary pest of cotton. In the last 3 years, the Turner's plant bug has been number one pest as far as control costs per acre. And this slide is adapted from Michael Williams. And on the y-axis, we have cost per acre per year. And on the x-axis, we have 30 years. And a trend line from 1995 on would show a general increase in chemical control costs for the Turner's plant bug. And as you can see, chemical control costs varies per year with the Turner's plant bug, very variable. And chemical control was a primary means to control the Turner's plant bug. And two organophosphorus compounds, diazophate and dicrotophos, are the ones most commonly used. And azophate being used most often. And with increased pest status of the Turner's plant bug and increased reliance upon these two organophosphorus compounds, the concern now is that Turner's plant bug could potentially become resistant to either of these compounds. And circumstantial evidence would suggest that the Turner's plant bug is becoming resistant to either of these compounds. For example, in 1996, LSU recommended use rates of azophate from a third of a pound to a half a pound of active ingredient per acre. And 2008, LSU now recommends use rates at approximately two times higher, of a half a pound to a pound of active ingredients per acre. There's also been numerous reports of control difficulties from consultants, farmers, and ag suppliers. And Dr. Gordon Snodgrass has been documenting resistant changes in the Turner's plant bug for a number of years in Mississippi, South Arkansas, and North Louisiana. And in 2005, he first saw significant resistance tolerance to azophate in several Turner's plant bug populations. And also in 2006, there was a further increase in these azophate tolerances, with several other populations also exhibiting significant resistance. Thus, the objective of this study was to validate whether Lycus linearis control issues were due to resistance and to evaluate azophate use rates for commercial or farm performance. One of the experiments conducted to address these objectives was a glass vial bioassay. Adult Turner's plant bugs were collected and delivered to Dr. Gordon Snodgrass, where he performed a dose mortality response test, which he developed, the procedure he developed in 1996. And parishes that are highlighted in red are parishes from which we collected adult Turner's plant bugs. And these are all cotton producing parishes where azophate is commonly used to control them. And here, there's some of the hosts from which we collected the Turner's plant bug from. The top hosts were the ones we collected from in the spring, crimson clover, fleabane, and curly dot. Also, in the summertime, we collected from horseweed, these two, and pigweed. And in a glass vial bioassay, the data was subjected to SAS probe regression. Data was corrected for mortality, control mortality was corrected using Abbott's formula. And a reference susceptible population, which was used to calculate the resistance ratio, was from across Arkansas, which is an area with where no row crops are grown. And the LC50 of this population is 3.1 micrograms per vial. And for field efficacy trials, we set up the locations on all locations in a similar sites in which we had alternate hosts adjacent to the cotton field. And you see the corn field here and also alternate host right here. And we would make collections from these alternate hosts. And being close to the alternate hosts, it would increase the likelihood of having a high infestation and also to utilize alternate host as a medium for collecting adult Turner's plant bug. And the stars represent site locations where we had the test set out. There were 9 total. And in the field efficacy studies, the treatments of azophate which are evaluated was a control, a half a pound, a three quarters of a pound, a pound and a pound and a quarter of active ingredients per acre. And the design was a Latin square, which is five treatments with five replicates, and a plot size was four rows by 50 feet in length. All treatments were applied using a CO2 backpack sprayer, which was calibrated to apply 12 gallons of water per acre at 30 pounds pressure. Efficacy was evaluated using a black drop cloth 5 to 7 days after treatment, after a single application. Adults and nymphs were both counted. However, nymphs accounted for over 90% of the in the samples. And also, the middle two rows of each plot were sampled with black drop cloth, and they were sampled twice to give us a total of 10 row feet that were sampled. And we collected adult tarnished plant bugs from the alternate host at the field efficacy locations. However, at the field efficacy location, we're only able to collect populations from three of these sites, and we used the bio data and compared it to the infield data to see if there's any correlation. And Dr. Steingrass again performed a dose response test on these. And here's some of the results of the resistance surveys. Here we have the locations, the dates, the number that were tested, the LC50, the 95% confidence interval, slope, and a chi-square. And the dates, we range from early late April, which is spring, to early August. And for the LC50s, we had a range of from 9.54 LC50 to a high of 32.36. And the start and vital day location were significantly different from any other populations in LC50. And also, the three highlighted here are the locations from which we made collections near the field efficacy sites. And I'll set this slide up for you. This is the resistance ratios for acephate. And here's the resistance ratios on the y-axis, and on the x-axis, we have the locations. The line represents a critical resistance ratio based on Dr. Snodgrass, and any population above this line would indicate a field control failure could potentially occur. And here, all populations that were tested had a high enough resistance to potentially cause infield control failures. And a reference susceptible population was from CrossFit Arkansas again, and that was used in calculating. Now the next few slides will be the results of the infield tests. And all the slides will be similar to the next few slides. We have on the y-axis percent control 5 to 7 days after treatment, and on the y-axis we have our rates evaluated. You'll know this is a busy slide, but at our lowest rate evaluated, we're only seeing around 40% control as a low to a high of approximately 70. And for our highest rate evaluated, we had a low of around 40 there, and also a high of around 80%. And the ULM population here was the only location in which we were able to get greater than 80% control. And as you can see, all the results were very variable, even through the rates. On this slide, this the mean performance of acephate, and this is for all locations, was average, and have a flat dose response through all the rates evaluated, with our recommended rates only providing around 50% control. Here's a location from Monroe where we saw the greatest amount of control, and it's compared to the average of all locations. The resistance ratio would indicate that we should have infield control failure with this population, and only at 1 pound did we see control of 80%, which is not very adequate. And here's our new light population. There we saw the poorest control out of all field locations, and also it's below the mean of all locations. And but the resistance ratio would indicate that we should have a potentially resistant, or which could have potential for infield control failure. And this is a comparison of last year's data. The average is in the white line of 2007, and the average of 2008. There in 2007, we had a flat dose response through all the rates. but we had better control than we did this year with asphalt. So for summary, the general trend of resistance would indicate that we should have field control failures, and asphalt rates provided similar control at the recommended rates of a 3/4 pound to a pound of action ingredient per acre, and they're only providing around 50% control. So I'd like to thank the producer cooperators and the University of Louisiana from Monroe for providing locations to set up these tests, and also for LSU Ag Center, Louisiana Cotton Producers Association, and Cotton Incorporated for their funding. And thank you, and I'll try to answer any questions you may have. We saw that a lot.
Yeah, any idea what's going on?
I don't. I just think there's population is variable, and you know, there's just asphalt is not working regardless of what we're seeing. So I don't know. I guess it's just the population variability, because we saw that several spots where the highest rate was lower than a 1 pound rate. Yes, sir.
So are we to interpret that we're not really learning anything from those last final tests? I mean, it doesn't look like there's a very good correlation or relationship between the last final test and the new letter.
Yes, sir. We're collecting, you know, from the alternate hose, but they're right there beside the field. And I know the resistance ratio was high from one location. We had good control. And we had actually a high population in that field, too, but we had the best control compared to the new lot.
Have you ever tried collecting in the field before you spray?
Sir?
Have you ever tried collecting the plant bugs from the cotton field before you spray?
We've tried to collect from a cotton field. It would just take such a long time to do it. It would just take almost all day.
Any other questions for Josh? All right, we're on break then. Thank you, Josh.